Greetings and welcome to the Operational Arch, the official podcast of the School of Advanced Military Studies, dedicated to bridging the gap between tactics and strategy through the study of operational art and the operational level of war. I'm Major Josh Bedingfield, here alongside Majors Kelsey Kurtz and Dan Warner. We'll be your hosts today. In today's episode zero, we'll introduce ourselves and discuss the mission and purpose of the Operational Arch. Finally, we'll look into what we have in store for you in this inaugural season. Dan, do you want to start us off with introductions?
Hi, I'm Dan Warner. I'm an active duty military intelligence officer, previously from the Armor Branch, and currently a student at the Advanced Military Studies Program. I have deployed to Afghanistan and served in Korea, mostly surrounded by the Pacific problem set throughout my career, but most recently focused on Central and South America. I hold a master's degree in military arts and science with a focus on war game design from the Command and General Staff College. I'm a lifelong war game board gamer and currently researching combat forecasting, which is getting into the qualitative analysis of combat power in contrast to what my branch of service normally provides, which is quantitative analysis. Josh, how about you?
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I'm Josh, also a student at the Advanced Military Studies Program. I'm an active duty civil affairs officer, previously an infantry officer with service in the National Guard. I've got multiple deployments to the Middle East and Europe. I hold a master's degree in business administration from Fayetteville State University and a master's in military arts, art of war program, where I researched concept of rights as weapons. I kind of like to describe myself as a jack of many trades and master of few, currently researching for SAMS the role of shadow governments in resistance operations. And I tend to spend my free time mostly with my family, my three kids and my wife, and being an all-around history and wargaming nerd. Kelsey?
Thanks for the introduction. I'm really excited to join you and Dan here as part of the Operational Arch team. So I'm a recently assessed strategist, previously an engineer officer, and my assignment history is heavy in mechanized combat units as well as work within the European theater. I've deployed to Afghanistan and have worked at nearly every level from platoon to Army Service Component Command. I hold a master's in management from Colorado State University, and while here at SAMS, I'm analyzing how we can use internationally established frameworks to operationalize and assess risk within the human dimension of multi-domain operations, kind of through the lens of women, peace, and security. So any given week, you will find at least one, probably two, or maybe all three of us hosting. And now that we've introduced ourselves, I'll offer an overview of SAMS, the sponsor organization of the Operational Arch. This podcast is an official publication of the School of Advanced Military Studies, commonly referred to as SAMS, located at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. SAMS was founded in 1981 and aimed to fill a gap in U.S. professional military education between CGSC's focus on tactics and the War College's emphasis on strategic and national security policy. SAMS hosts three programs of instructions: the Advanced Military Studies Program, or AMSP, for pre-battalion command field grades. And this is the program that Dan, Josh, and I are all students at. There's also the Advanced Strategic Leadership Studies Program, or ASLSP, for post-battalion command field grades selected to command or the equivalent at the brigade level. And these students go through a two-year program, and then they become instructors at SAMS. And there's also the Advanced Strategic Planning and Policy Program, or the ASP3, and this is run jointly with civilian institutions granting its students a PhD program. SAMS graduates have supported nearly every major U.S. military campaign since 1984, and the school's main mission is to educate members of the armed forces, our allies, and interagency partners to become agile and adaptive leaders capable of graduate-level critical and creative thinking to solve operational and strategic problems. SAMS is the U.S. Army's premier institution focused on the education of operational art, and while its student body is small, this year just numbering under 70, together with its brilliant faculty, it has significant impacts on the force.
Yeah, thanks, Kelsey. So the podcast is kind of a child of a gap in the literature across the force right now. There's a lot of great podcasts out there talking tactics. There's a lot of great ones talking policy, topics of national strategic interest. but there's no podcast out there currently dedicated to the study of operational art, nor the operational level of war. This is the gap that we're going to exist within. So the product of SAMS, Programs of Instruction, are operational artists, which are defined as critical and creative thinkers military leaders rely on to tackle some of the most challenging problems imaginable. Our mission statement, which you heard in the intro, we are dedicated to bridging the gap between tactics and strategy through the study of operational art and the operational level of war. But to expand on this a little bit, the three questions that we're going to try and contribute to across the episodes we're going to put out this year is, first, what is operational art? Among other things, doctrinally, I think operational art is one of those things that if you ask 10 officers what operational art is, you'll get 12 answers. So what is operational art? The second question is, what does an operational artist do? What is their product or contribution to the joint warfighting process in either planning or execution or assessment? And then third question, which ties directly into the last one, is what is the value of operational art to the joint force? So what can commanders who have a SAMS planner join their staff expect? What should they be asking their SAMS planners to do? How are they thinking about problems differently? We'll refer back to these questions throughout future episodes, either directly or indirectly. So those are the three questions that are on our mind as we go into this first season. Our objective in the show is to provide a relevant, informed, and academically rigorous conversation that offers diverse perspectives, challenges assumptions, and maybe provides some new tools for our audience to engage their own problem sets. Which leads us nicely into a conversation on kind of what our audience can expect this first season. Dan, do you want to take that one?
So now that you know who we are and what we want to do, we'll frame the episodes. First and foremost, we'll dive into the discussion of operational art and what makes an operational artist. Obviously, this topic is not feasible in a 45-minute episode, but we'll at least provide a baseline for you, the listener, that we'll build on throughout the episodes. Next, we'll cover how theory, doctrine, and history inform the operational artist, as well as the tools of the operational art, be it culmination, operational reach, tempo, or what have you. We will also use rotational topics, be it group discussions and or current research with AMSP and ALSP students, individual theorists and theories, or operational artist discussion on current events or potential future events. Novel or innovative technologies and how they could influence operational art will also be covered, and alumni narratives on how thinking like an operational artist has shaped their experiences.
Yeah, so if we have all of that, I think that it's a great opportunity to talk a little bit about who we're trying to talk to. You know, we've talked a little bit about what SAMS is, which is our sponsor organization, what the operational arch purpose is, and what we're going to be talking about in terms of topics and subjects. So who should be listening? And maybe a better question is, what can our audience expect to get out of spending some time with us? Kelsey, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think what people take away from the podcast is really going to depend based off of their interests and their experience and really where they currently are. We're obviously discussing these topics and engaging in a conversation from the viewpoint of, you know, majors that are fresh out of CGSC, still through AMSP, but haven't gone into those brigade level KD and served really at the division and corps level. However, I think, you know, officers up to the ASCC and above, those serving with sister services in the joint force, will all be able to pull out important information, theory, doctrine, and, you know, maybe some history that they can bring back to their working groups and be able to help lead and create that diverse thought.
So it really kind of, I think, depends on where you're at. The audience is pretty wide. It just depends on what you're looking for. So if you're a young lieutenant who's just in and doing the right thing and reading a ton of doctrine and you want to dial in, you're going to get a glimpse into what we're thinking about at a higher level, kind of past doctrine and how doctrine becomes just one of the tools that we need to be masters of and very intelligent and smart and capable of deploying alongside other things like theory and history. And maybe you're a field grade officer at the Corps division or ASCC or Theater Army or another level. and you're post CGSE, you're post your ILE, and you just want to re-engage an academic discourse on some different ways of thinking, those two audiences might hear the same information, but take different things away from it.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to include something. It was just something that like popped into my head, but you know, when I was a junior officer in the force working at the brigade or at the Corps level, I would have these coaches and mentors who would recommend books for me to read that they enjoyed at CGSC or SAMS, but I didn't necessarily have that context. And this would be a great tool to have like that, to give that integrating context to some of the documents that people talk about.
Yeah, I think also exposure to different theories or theorists that maybe go hidden if you're just focused on the tactical level or the strategic level. But even for junior officers, I can remember being a young first lieutenant in 10th Mountain Division, getting exposed to Dr. Strange articles on centers of gravity, right? And that was my first exposure to SAMS. And even though I probably didn't walk away with any correct understanding of what was being talked about, it was enough to spark that interest and kind of guided where I wanted to do future research as I grew up in the Army.
That's gonna be it for episode zero. This is kind of your short one-stop shop for who we are, what we're about, and what we're going to provide. What I can tell the audience right now is that we have some tremendous guests lined up for this first season, and we're really excited at some of the opportunities that we're going to be able to share with you. It's just a huge opportunity to learn. We look forward to having you back on episode one in a few weeks. And thank you for stopping in with us today.
This has been an official publication of the School of Advanced Military Studies. The views and expressions heard here are those of the authors and do not reflect the official position or opinions of SAMS, the U.S. Army, or the U.S. government. We also want to recognize and thank Christian Bedingfield for him allowing us to use his music as our theme. Stay up to date on all things SAMS and the Operational Arch by following us on Twitter at US_SAMS. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to or follow the podcast. Additionally, if you have recommendations for an episode, send any proposals to operationalarch@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.